Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a pivotal moment in the tech world, the AI hardware inflection point. It feels like the entire financial sector, especially tech, is at a crossroads, trying to figure out if this intense demand for AI hardware is the real deal, a sustainable growth engine, or just a temporary boom before a bust.
That's exactly right. It's a classic tug-of-war between market sentiment and genuine technological progress, and the outcome really matters for investors and the future of tech. What's particularly interesting is how Nvidia's stock has been moving amidst all this uncertainty. It recently closed at $187.05, up 2.13%, which seems to signal that investors are re-evaluating, or maybe re-rating, their expectations for AI hardware.
Absolutely. And this uptick is significant because it comes after a period where Nvidia's stock, and many other AI-dependent companies, had been relatively flat. For about 3 months, Nvidia saw gains of less than 4%. So, this current surge could be interpreted as a break from that trend, suggesting the fundamental drivers of AI growth are regaining momentum. It's like the market took a pause, looked around, and decided to bet on the underlying tech again.
And this contrasts sharply with the broader market sentiment we've seen lately. There was a palpable fear that the massive spending on AI infrastructure might have already peaked, and a significant pullback was inevitable. This apprehension had put Nvidia's shares on hold for months. The narrative had shifted from boundless optimism to cautious skepticism, making investors scrutinize every piece of data for signs of slowing demand.
Exactly. The core tension is this push and pull. On one side, we have undeniable evidence of AI's growing capabilities and the infrastructure needed. On the other, the market's natural caution and fear of overpaying for growth that might not materialize. So, the big questions aren't just if AI demand is strong, but how long it will last, how widespread it will become, and what it means for the market leaders like Nvidia.
That sets the stage perfectly for our deep dive. We need to understand the nuances of this demand, its drivers, and its potential longevity to make sense of Nvidia's performance and the market's anxieties. Let's start by decoding what this renewed evidence of AI demand actually means. What specific signals are investors responding to?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's easy to talk about demand broadly, but what are the concrete indicators? Are we seeing a flood of new enterprise customers adopting AI for the first time? Are existing users significantly scaling up their deployments? Or is it a combination, fueled by maturing technology and a clearer understanding of AI's practical applications across different sectors?
And the phrase AI processor momentum is key here. It's not just about Nvidia producing more chips, but about the impact and adoption. Is this momentum driven by a rapid release of new, more powerful products, or by the increased adoption of existing technologies as businesses gain confidence in integrating AI? It's likely both. New hardware is always coming, and the market for it is expanding.
Think about the early smartphone days. New models came out, but the real growth happened when people and businesses figured out all the new ways to use them. It wasn't just about making calls anymore. Similarly, with AI, the hardware is the enabler, but the real value comes from the applications and the integration into core operations.
And then there's the upbeat commentary on Nvidia's data center growth prospects. This often involves executive confidence, analyst projections, and industry buzz. What are these leaders saying that's so encouraging? Are they talking about specific deals, new markets, or just an insatiable appetite for computing power that current offerings can barely meet?
Qualitative insights like that, while harder to quantify than stock prices, heavily influence investor perception. It's the forward-looking statements, the confidence in the sales pipeline, and the vision for future innovation that can really move the market. It's about painting a picture of a robust future, not just reporting current numbers.
This brings us to our next section, historical context. We need to ask if this current AI demand is a genuine paradigm shift, like the internet or mobile, or just another cyclical boom and bust we've seen before in tech hardware. We've seen these cycles, the dot-com bubble, the PC plateau, the smartphone saturation.
Exactly. Each of those eras had massive investment and rapid advancement, followed by corrections. NVIDIA's own history is staggering: a 455,785% gain since its IPO in 1999. That highlights the immense potential already realized, but also raises the stakes and the questions about sustaining such astronomical growth.
And we have to consider the two main drivers: enterprise adoption versus hyperscaler buildouts. The hyperscalers, Google, Amazon, Microsoft, are leading the charge, building massive AI data centers. But what about the broader enterprise market? Are businesses of all sizes finally moving beyond pilot projects and integrating AI into daily operations?
The depth and breadth of enterprise adoption will be crucial for the longevity of this AI hardware boom. If it stays concentrated among a few tech giants, the market might be more susceptible to cycles. But if it becomes a pervasive tool across nearly every industry, then the demand could truly be enduring.
So, understanding the nature and breadth of this demand is paramount to assessing NVIDIA's trajectory and the future of AI infrastructure. This grounds the current narrative in reality, moving us beyond speculative hype. Now, let's shift focus to the competitive arena, because NVIDIA isn't the only player.
That's right. While NVIDIA often gets the spotlight, the movements of competitors like AMD and Intel provide crucial context. AMD's positive performance, up 1.93%, suggests broader optimism in AI hardware, not just an NVIDIA-specific rally. However, Intel's dip, down 0.85%, shows that not all semiconductor companies are benefiting equally.
This divergence highlights that while the AI wave is lifting many boats, some are better positioned than others. Stock-specific factors, product roadmaps, and execution are still critical, even in a seemingly booming sector. So, how are competitors actively trying to challenge NVIDIA's dominance?
NVIDIA has built an incredible moat, not just with hardware, but with its software ecosystem, especially CUDA. This platform makes it sticky for developers, as switching to a competitor's hardware can be complex and costly. The ongoing AI processor momentum implies direct comparisons of performance, efficiency, and cost-effectiveness.
Are competitors offering chips that are not only powerful but also more energy-efficient or cost-effective for specific AI workloads? The strategic implications of NVIDIA's integrated hardware and software are massive. CUDA has become the de facto standard for many AI developers, creating a powerful network effect.
It's a virtuous cycle. More developers using CUDA means more optimized software, which attracts more developers. This creates a significant barrier to entry for rivals. The question is, are these barriers being overcome by specialized AI chip designers or companies developing entirely new architectures?
We're seeing the rise of custom silicon, where large tech companies design their own chips for specific AI tasks. There's also research into neuromorphic computing, which mimics the human brain. These innovations could disrupt the current landscape. Now, let's talk about valuation, volume, and the macroeconomic undercurrents.
The investor hesitancy we mentioned earlier, the fear of peaking spending, suggests the market is actively trying to price in future growth. This can create volatility. Any sign of a slowdown or competitive threat can lead to sharp sell-offs, while positive news can fuel rallies. NVIDIA's current strength is built on innovation, but the competitive landscape is evolving rapidly.
And this brings us to the delicate balance of risk, reward, and valuation. What triggers a pullback? A major economic downturn forcing budget cuts? A disruptive new technology? Or just the natural maturation of the market? These are the critical questions investors are grappling with.
Analyzing NVIDIA's valuation is paramount. With such rapid price appreciation, is the current stock price justified by fundamentals, or is it priced for perfection? Any deviation from an optimistic outlook could lead to a correction. Comparing its PE ratio against historical averages and competitors offers some perspective, though traditional metrics can struggle in hyper-growth sectors.
The trading volume, 202.4 million shares, above its 3-month average, is also telling. What does this elevated volume signify? Increased investor conviction and active participation in the AI narrative? Or heightened speculation and potential amplification of price swings?
It's a sign of active engagement, but the nature of that engagement, long-term investment versus short-term trading, is harder to discern. and we absolutely cannot ignore broader macroeconomic factors. Interest rates affect the cost of capital for infrastructure investments, and global economic growth influences enterprise spending on technology.
These external forces can significantly impact AI hardware demand, regardless of the technological promise. We also see different investor types reacting differently. Institutional investors might focus on long-term growth and moats, while retail traders might be more influenced by short-term momentum.
This divergence can contribute to market volatility. Imagine if projected AI spending growth slowed by 10 to 20%. How would that ripple through valuations? The market is in a delicate balancing act, trying to reconcile unprecedented demand with inherent cyclicality and competition. It's a complex puzzle.
This brings us to the evolving landscape of AI infrastructure itself. Looking beyond current GPUs and data centers, what does the future hold? What emerging technologies could complement or challenge the current GPU-centric model?
We're seeing significant R&D in specialized AI accelerators, chips designed for specific AI tasks that could offer greater efficiency. And then there's the fascinating field of neuromorphic computing, aiming to mimic the human brain, potentially leading to entirely new computation paradigms.
And how will the physical infrastructure of data centers evolve? This isn't just about cramming more servers. We're talking about fundamental shifts in power delivery, advanced cooling systems to manage heat, and high-speed networking for massive data flow. The computational demands require a rethinking of data center architecture.
Plus, we can't overlook the role of software and algorithmic advancements. Sometimes, breakthroughs in efficiency come from smarter software, not just more powerful hardware. Algorithmic improvements can reduce reliance on raw compute power, enabling complex AI tasks with less energy.
And as we build this powerful AI infrastructure, we must consider the ethical and societal implications. What are the environmental impacts of massive data centers? How do we ensure equitable access to AI technologies? These questions go beyond pure tech and finance.
The current surge in hardware demand shows where we are today, but understanding the long-term trajectory means looking at evolving tech, physical infrastructure, software innovations, and the broader societal context. While NVIDIA leads now, the pace of AI innovation suggests the landscape will continue to transform.
This brings us to our summary. Let's break down the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities we've discussed regarding AI demand sustainability and NVIDIA's market position.
On AI demand sustainability, the recent evidence points to ongoing, robust demand, with the narrative shifting back towards optimism. The core drivers of AI growth are reasserting their influence, fueled by both hyperscalers and expanding enterprise adoption. This suggests a potential paradigm shift.
However, the challenge is distinguishing this from a temporary boom. Investors are cautious about market saturation and potential pullbacks. Monitoring adoption rates beyond hyperscalers and the impact of macroeconomic factors will be crucial for discerning long-term sustainability.
Regarding NVIDIA's market position, the company benefits from strong AI processor momentum and positive commentary on its data center growth. Its integrated hardware and software ecosystem, especially CUDA, creates a formidable competitive moat and network effect, making it difficult for rivals to displace.
The challenge here is maintaining that technological edge and ecosystem dominance. The competitive landscape is intensifying, with AMD showing promise and new entrants, specialized AI chip designers, and custom silicon solutions posing potential threats. NVIDIA can't afford to stand still.
Now, let's look at investor sentiment and valuation. The recent stock uptick suggests a potential re-rating of AI hardware expectations, with elevated trading volume indicating increased conviction. The market is actively reassessing the long-term growth potential of AI infrastructure.
But the challenge is that high valuations present a significant risk. The stock might be priced for perfection, meaning any deviation could lead to a correction. Investor hesitancy due to fears of peaking spending and cyclicality can create volatility. Navigating this requires balancing high reward potential against substantial risk, especially with macroeconomic factors at play.
Moving to enterprise versus hyperscaler demand, hyperscalers remain key drivers, but the increasing adoption of AI by broader enterprises across various sectors is a critical indicator of sustained, deep-rooted demand beyond just a few tech giants.
The opportunity lies in this widespread enterprise adoption, which would signal truly enduring demand for AI infrastructure. The challenge is that if demand remains concentrated among a few hyperscalers, the market could be more prone to cyclical swings.
Finally, concerning the future of AI infrastructure, we see opportunities in specialized accelerators and novel architectures like neuromorphic computing. Advancements in data center physical infrastructure and software/algorithmic efficiencies are crucial for supporting evolving AI workloads.
The challenge is anticipating and adapting to these technological shifts. We also need to consider the ethical and societal implications, such as environmental impact and equitable access, which are significant for long-term development. It's a complex, evolving picture.
In conclusion, we've journeyed through a complex landscape. The surge in NVIDIA stock is a potent indicator of the AI hardware market's inflection point. Demand for AI infrastructure remains exceptionally strong, rooted in tangible advancements and the growing realization that AI is a present-day necessity.
But this surge carries complexities and risks. The key question is sustainability. Is this a new long-term tech era, or a classic boom facing correction? Hyperscaler buildouts and enterprise adoption will determine longevity. NVIDIA's dominance is strong, but the competitive arena is dynamic, with rivals and new architectures constantly emerging.
The market's reaction is a delicate dance between future potential and current realities. Valuations are stretched, and investor sentiment can shift rapidly based on economic indicators, competitive threats, or demand patterns. Macroeconomic headwinds add another layer of uncertainty that cannot be ignored.
Looking ahead, the evolution of AI infrastructure itself promises continuous narrative. From specialized chips to neuromorphic computing, data center redesigns, and software optimization, the technological frontier is always expanding. The ethical and societal implications also demand our attention, reminding us that progress must be guided by responsibility.
Ultimately, navigating this AI investment horizon requires a balanced perspective, acknowledging the immense opportunities while remaining keenly aware of the risks. The current moment highlights AI's transformative power, but its true impact will be measured by its sustained, responsible, and widespread integration into our global economy and society. That wraps up our discussion on the AI hardware inflection point. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a fascinating time to be watching the markets.